It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
Oh, this took me off. I'm sorry.
I know.
I just got ticked off.
Yeah.
Louis Farrakhan doubled down on past polarizing statements in an impassioned, wide-ranging speech last night that was on Facebook, even though he's been banned from Facebook. Jeez. But because Michael Flager at St. Sabina put him on his Facebook page to give him this platform. And I, you know,
why?
Mike and I have gone back and forth over the many years. There are a lot of things we've disagreed on. The one thing that I will say, though, is that I have a deep personal affection for and appreciation for many of the things that Michael Flager has done.
Sure.
I really do. And we, you know, we're sometimes sparring buddies in a, you know, in public debates and things like that. But I personally really like the guy. And this, I think, was, I must be honest about this. This was an incredibly ill-conceived concept.
Yeah. Very disappointing to see this.
It
actually is.
It really is.
Louis Farrakhan is not a figure. He is like Alex Jones. We have these bomb throwers on the left and the right, and you know whatever their cause is, and they are out to hurt people. And that is not a. And I don't think Louis Farrakhan represents the tenets of Islam, let alone the tenets of Christianity here. You know, in terms of what he's saying, for example.
Right.
I don't have no army. I just know the truth. And I'm here to separate the good Jews from the satanic Jews. Yes, yes, yes! This is just the beginning. Banning me from a social platform. I use that platform with respect. I never allowed those who follow me to become vile as those who speak evil of us.
He'd be worm dinner if it weren't for Jewish doctors in D.C. that saved his life.
How about that? Ooh.
That's the damnedest thing.
He has a First Amendment right to speak. The church should not have given him the platform for hate, to spew hate. And it just... it just seems such a horrible choice for them to allow that.
Really, it's sickening to hear that. And, you know, if that beginning of that soundbite there, if that had been attributed to Hitler in 1936, nobody would have questioned it. They said, yeah, that sounds like something he would say. Yeah. It's the good Jews from the bad Jews. Uh-huh. Sort of. And then he says he doesn't spew hate. You just spewed hate.
Right.
Exactly.
Right,
Everyone heard it.
Very disappointing.
We'll not give him more of a platform, but I am. I gotta say, and it's at the, and the church, the archdiocese here, which is always Mike Flager's always been a bit of a kerfuffle for them. They're not exactly sure what to do with him.
Right, that's true.
They had to come out yesterday, you know, be very clear that they don't support this.
Right. So, it seemed very cozy too, the way Flager helped him up to the podium or the pulpit, just seemed to be supportive of, you know, the person and the rhetoric.
All right.
Glad we got that out of the way at number five.
Thank you.
Hope we got some better, happy stuff.
Well, sort of.
Number four.
President and the First Lady kicked off Mother's Day weekend a little early, celebrating military moms at the White House. The Trumps welcomed service members, spouses, moms to the East Wing for remarks and a performance by the Army Chorus and Marine Band.
To the moms in this room who raised children that grew up to join the United States Armed Forces, you have given our country a gift beyond measure. You raised your children to live by the sacred values of loyalty, bravery, patriotism, and service. The greatest honor of my life is serving as your Commander-in-Chief.
Amazing. When he has to say something nice, it has to be on the prompter.
Yeah. I was like, well, someone wrote a very nice tribute there.
Right.
If he were to those.
Yeah. If he were to you know, if you want to go, you know, bad, you know, right off the prompter.
No problem.
You know, ripping up the script. Here's Melania.
Motherhood is a blessing in its rawest form. It is joyous and delightful, and at times it is challenging and worrisome. But the love between a mother and child strengthens us, helps us grow, and provides a deeper meaning to all of our lives.
Okay. There you have it. Happy Mother's Day from the White House right there.
Very nice.
We're going to get to your three, your two, okay, and your one, but first, let's check in now. We would find out what's going on in the newsroom. But let's check in what's going on in the traffic, brought to you by Midwestern University Multispecialty Clinic.
Come on out to WGN-TV's White Sox Weather Day. It's on Tuesday, and see Skilling, Tom Skilling, that is, his presentation, followed by White Sox Indians. Tickets available, whitesox.com/WGN.
Uh-oh. Top five continues checking in at
number three.
So Dennis Rodman has been ensnared.
Ensnared?
Because of his alleged involvement in a clothing heist at a yoga studio.
This is the weirdest story ever, but so is every story involving Dennis Rodman. Wow. Thank you.
True story. He was at the Vibes Hot Yoga.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So they do good work.
Mm-hmm. In Newport Beach, California.
I'm Robert Kraft when I'm on the West Coast.
With three other people in the surveillance video, Rodman and one of the women can be seen perusing items in the reception area before the woman begins to remove a garment from one of the racks. The woman then walks directly behind Rodman, who appears to shield her from a receptionist sitting behind a large desk while she stashes the goods in her purse. Rodman told TMZ, "I didn't do a thing."
We walked in, and I asked him, "Can we take a couple of gifts for us and stuff like that?" And the guy said yes, and they call it a heist. They call it a heist because guess what? That company, I guess they call it yoga or something. They said, guess what? They're broke.
You think they're trying to shake you down?
Damn right.
What? She's clearly seen sneaking it on the video, putting it in her purse, the clothing. Like, sneaking it. It wasn't like, hey, okay, if I take this, yeah, let me wrap that up and put in a little bag for you.
You know he's lying or drunk when he goes, guess what?
Guess what?
Guess what?
Guess what? That's the tip off.
That's true. That's his move. Can you imagine if they had a rely? Good thing there's video, because imagine a police sketch artist. How would you possibly describe the suspect?
Okay. Well, he's got, like, all right, he's got a nose
ring. How'd you pick
him
out of a lineup? Imagine. Right.
He's got a face tattoo.
But guess what? I don't hate people. I don't hate people, man. You know,
they're saying that you guys left the store with more than $500 in stolen clothing.
No.
They gave you the clothing.
They gave me the clothes, yes. I don't need to steal shit. They give me shit.
How can they get away with then filing the police report? What do you think?
But one thing they say, I guess what, they filed a police report, and then one thing they say, hey, Dennis, guess what? We ain't going to charge you anything because I didn't do anything.
Guess what?
Guess what you did.
He also appeared to smell of cigar and alcohol and was mumbling, asking for free Botox while in the
Okay, usually when you're given something, you know, like a gift, birthday gift, do you really, like, hide it behind your back when you're receiving it?
No, you don't.
Depends on the gift.
And you kind of shove it quickly and surreptitiously into your purse.
Guess what?
Yeah. Maybe I'll start doing that and see what people say.
It doesn't work out well.
Well, you're giving it to me, right?
Yeah, you said it. Guess what?
checking in at
number two.
Moms are the best, right?
Yep.
Oh yeah,
sure are.
So right, that's what you're telling everybody right now.
Mm-hmm.
So Jimmy Kimmel shined the spotlight on some of the best and worst and funniest, most incomprehensible texts ever from
from their moms.
From moms.
Aw.
David Harbour's mom.
David, love you lots. Will you send me anything you can find for free? Thank you so much. Thank you. Pens, keychains. Are you having fun? Love you. Love you, Mom. Love you. Happy Mother's Day. I did not send her anything.
Mom.
Josh Groban.
I wish we were in Dublin. Love Ireland. Have fun or else. Shamrock emoji, but then parentheses. This is either a shamrock or a marijuana leaf. Can't tell. Either works.
And Pink.
So I survived my first dose. Should I take it twice daily? How long before I should see results or need to increase dose? Bring vape dose to Florida. Spelled VAP from your stoner mom.
Wow.
That's so sad.
Mrs. Pink.
Mrs. Pink. Can we get you another hit, Mrs. Pink?
The Pinks.
Mom texts are the best. Half the time, I can't even tell what my mom is trying to say.
I know, they're great. My mom, for the longest time, didn't realize that you could tell who the text was from. So the first line would always be, this is your mom.
Yeah, yeah, I get that.
And then it
they sign off, like, dash mom.
It's mom. They, and then they remind you then. Same thing with the voicemail. I guess.
Oh, by the way.
I write, it's your mom.
Yeah, that's my mom.
Oh, my God.
I was pretty sure it was you.
LOL meant lots of love, so she would be saying things and adding LOL. I was like, why is that so funny?
Lauren, heard you fell. LOL.
Yeah, exactly. Looks like you had a bad day at work. LOL. Thanks, Jordan.
That's amazing.
That's so great.
That's great.
That could be a whole book, Mom Text.
It could.
And finally,
number one.
North Carolina man has issued an apology this week for what may have been called the worst rendition of the national anthem in human history.
Gee,
Chuck Hayworth was a last-minute fill-in for the scheduled singer who had gotten sick when he belted out the Star-Spangled Banner for a game between the Atlantic League's High Point Rockers and Sugarland Skeeters. Wow. What's that jersey like?
Yeah, that'd be cool,
in a Facebook post, Hayworth said that the heat had gotten to him.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light, whose... God, let me hear you, people.
Oh, no,
please.
Hype in the crowd.
The so brightly beaming and the... The parallels or the ramparts we were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave fruit through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet play o'er the land of the free?
Here it comes.
Oh, boy.
And the home of the brave.
Yay.
Oh, that was
painful. Beautiful.
Yeah. Right. He says he had a leg cramp.
Okay. No gallows, I can tell you that much. It's no gallows.
All right. White Sox baseball comes your way next. Or you can listen to a great Friday afternoon on the World Wide Web at WGNradio.com, the WGN app, and everywhere that WGN can be found on the internet.
The top five at five.